The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents High School Basketball.
Rebounder ripped down by the Eagles and Paige Smith. That's her fifth. Quickly up to the other end. They try to dump it inside. Brown gives it off to Beavers. Another layup.
Today, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Kearney. High School Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Out of the left-hand wing, they've got it to Rademacher. Back up top, they try to force it inside to Matt Houston. Does a good job just to pick it up, kick it back out to Clay McCall, who hits the free throw line jumper. A 7-0 start to the fourth quarter here for Loomis.
Because of the weather, all four semifinal games are on tap today, so sit back and enjoy a basketball four-pack. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Viero Event Center in Kearney with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Loomis and Pleasanton vying for that final spot. The winner of this game will be taking on Overton Monday night, 8 o'clock. Just don't know where yet because of the impending storm. The schedule being moved around a little bit. But let's concentrate on this game where Pleasanton, 11-4 on the season, taking on Loomis, 11-4 on the season. Loomis is actually the number 2 seed. Pleasanton is the number 3 seed. These two teams have not played each other, and when you start comparing how they did against similar opponents, well, you get very similar results. It's going to be a tight matchup, at least on paper, between Loomis and Pleasanton. And that's the way it should be from the number 2 and the number 3 seeds of your conference tournament. So a great way to wrap up the four games played here at the Viero Event Center for the semifinals. And Pleasanton and Loomis always out there playing hard and will not disappoint, I am sure. Pleasanton will be the home team. Loomis will be the visitors. And we'll step away for just a moment. When we come back, we'll talk about the starters. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With 5 locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop where we take the dent out of accident.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back. This is the 5 Points Bank starting lineup. We'll begin, first of all, for the Loomis Wolves. They will be here in their road green uniforms. Their starting lineup looks like this. Cray McNall is a 6-foot-tall senior. They'll start with Kalen Anderson, 5'11", and a senior. Shane Sundquist, 5'11", junior. Josh Earsom, 6'2", and a junior. And Matt Houston is 6'1", and a senior for head coach Steve Johnson. Now for the Pleasanton Bulldogs and their head coach, Brandon Kavan. Their starters look like this. Austin Pates, 5'7", and a senior. Colin Janicek, 5'10", and a senior. Caden Zwiener, 5'8", senior. Clay Weber, 5'10", and a junior. And Derek Tolis is 5'11", and a senior. Your starter is brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions for products and services that complement the way you live. So with every lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. And for Loomis, their leading scorer on the season is McNall. He is averaging 14.6 points per ball game. Houston, not a slouch either. He's averaging 11.6 on the year. And Sundquist also with 9.1 points per game. Anderson chips in with 8.3, so pretty balanced scoring. But again, led by Clay McNowell, almost 15 points, 14.6 a game, and Houston at 11.6. For Pleasanton, leading scorer for them on the course of the season has been Colin Janicek, 16.9 points a game. Caleb Pritchard, 14.6, and Austin Pates, 11.2 on the season. And just outside that mark of double digits per game is Clay Weber, averaging 9.6 points per ball game. So, again, Pleasanton, very balanced scoring, probably a little bit better overall scoring for Pleasanton than Loomis, and Loomis probably a little bit better defensively. So whoever sets the pace may very well come away with a date with Overton, 8 o'clock on Monday night for the conference championship. The Dogs, 11-4. Loomis, 11-4. It's pretty much time to get her on. We'll take one more break. When we come back, the tip between the Dogs and the Wolves right after this timeout.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton. Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center as the Loomis fans and the Pleasanton fans are already in full throat, ready to get things underway. The starters being announced right now for Pleasanton. Loomis has already had theirs introduced. And you can hear Tolles being the last one to be announced as we're just about ready to get things underway here. In a facility that, the conference just absolutely loves playing here at the Viero Event Center, and why not? It's well-lit, just a nice environment. A little different with the scoreboard. Shots on goal will tell us how many team fouls there are and where they normally have the power play numbers. They'll tell you who committed the foul and how many fouls they have. It takes a little getting used to, but still a great facility here at the Viero Event Center for watching high school basketball. Reminder for you, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the Boys Luplat Conference final, semifinals going on. Earlier today, it was a final, Ravenna over Donovan Trumbull, 74-25. That one is a final. Here, the opening tip in the air. Loomis has possession of the basketball. They'll kick it off on the left side for Sundquist. Sundquist gives it back out for Anderson. Anderson on the baseline with the pass, shot. No good here for Earsom. Earsom can't come up with the shot, and Caden Sweeter does come up with a rebound, but went on the outline, the outlet pass. He threw it a little bit off the mark, and Pleasanton turns the ball over. So Loomis will, in a sense, maintain the possession here. McNowell will kick it off on the left side. Chinning the ball is going to Houston. Houston gives it off on the left side. They're going to skip it back out for Houston on that baseline. He'll drive, and he's hit on the arm, so he'll go line and shoot two. Again, they're penetrating in immediately when they get the ball, and knifing in there is Matt Houston. And Houston was found by Derek Tolles. Tolles commits the foul. Houston now will step to the line, and will have a couple of free throws. The first one is on the way, and it is perfect. And again, for Houston, pretty good free throw shooter, as he's about 54% on the season. Second one here is no good, so that's about his average, but an offensive rebound and then another foul. Earsom with the rebound, went back in, and he's hit on the arm, so he'll head to the line. And that one is on Clay Weber, I believe. Yep, that's the first on Weber. So a nice little offensive rebound here for Earsom, but his free throw is off the mark. Again, the scores table is on the far side over here, so a lot of times when they give the hand signals for the numbers, the official's back is all I can see. I can't see the hand. The free throw is short, and the rebound for Pleasanton. Snagging the bound was Weber. And finally, in the offensive zone come the Bulldogs. On the dribble is Janacek. Janacek runs into Loomis. And the foul on Kalen Anderson. Hopefully at halftime we'll be able to talk with Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach of Overton. He'll be doing a little scouting, if nothing else, trying to find out who his team will be playing in the finals. We'll talk to him about that and other things here at halftime. Pates penetrating in. He is pushed from behind, and another quick foul on Loomis. Two team fouls against both teams. This one is going to be issued to Kalen Anderson. And that's going to be his second. So Anderson has both team fouls. He's in a little early foul trouble here. Dogs will inbound. They toss it in for Zwiener. Zwiener gives it between the circles for Weber. Weber kicks right side for Pates. Pates is going to penetrate to the baseline. Now kick it back out for Weber. Weber on the dribble, and he's played to a stop. Defensing it there nicely for Loomis was Matt Gray, who came in. And Gray now will inbound it after he forces the Pleasanton turnover. And on that far sideline, McNall brings it on the baseline, and he's slid to a stop. Yep, he committed a turnover as well. So they need to bring a little polish here with their game here in the early stages. Both teams having a little trouble with fouls. Both teams having a little trouble with turnovers. Top of the circle, here's Tolles. And he'll kick into the corner. Back out for Pates. Pates from the free throw line. Now backing out top of the key. Now he'll penetrate in. Ball fake. Extra bounce pass. Wow, that's a great pass. Give Pates an assist as Derek Tolles lays it up and in. I'll tell you what, everybody collapsed on Pates. And then he made that great pass in for Derek Tolles. Dribbling McNall on the baseline. Gives it in the lane for Earsom. Earsom shot over the top of everything. Pulled down by Janacek. Janacek in the offensive zone. A little hesitation, dribble, but still dribbling. And he'll take it in the lane, kick into the corner. Here's a three by Weber. No good. Rebound tipped and saved into the hands of the Dogs. Turnaround jumper, no good for Tolles. Shot won't fall. Rebound, push back out. Coming up with it is McNall after the rebound by Gray. Now on the baseline, the layup by Houston, no good. And then a bucket and a foul. As Houston comes up with the rebound, and Houston will go to the line to try to finish a three-point play. Very athletic after the miss. He just kept battling and battling in there. Got the rebound and essentially a tip, hit on the arm, and his free throw is no good after the foul was whistled on Janacek. So it's a 3-2, Loomis with the lead here. Kick into the corner for Pates. He's got it from the elbow. Jumper in and out. No good. High for the rebound is Gray. Gray will dribble out. Get it over here for Sundquist. Sundquist on the baseline. Will hand the ball right back out here for Gray. Gray gives it. Long jumper. No good for McNall. And it goes out of bounds. Last to touch it was Loomis. On our sister station, the boys' semifinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament. Gibbon and Kearney Catholic are tied 11 at the end of one quarter. 11-all up in St. Paul. Didn't really mean to rhyme that, but what are you going to do? 5:22 to go. With the ball is number 22, Colin Janacek. And he'll snap it right side for Weber. Weber at the elbow will kick the ball right back out for Janacek. Janacek, low ball fake, tries to throw it on the inside. No foul called there. Gray comes up with a loose ball, and it rolls ahead. Picking it up is Earsom, and Earsom's going to reset the offense, giving it to Sundquist. Sundquist kicks right wing for McNall. McNall will penetrate into that zone. Jumper bouncing around, no good. Gets the own rebound. Nope, he can't come up with it. Tipped out of there by Janacek, and Janacek will give it off here for... Well, Janacek takes it back. He passed away momentarily, now gets it back. Gives it to Pates. Pates, long three, no good. Gray with his fourth rebound since it came in off the bench. And penetrating, and we've got a little foul. Nice little penetration, and then the foul with 4:36 to go. Hit on the arm was Matt Gray penetrating in. And that'll be the second foul on Janicek. So Gray's going to shoot two here. And the first one is on the way. And no good. So one more free throw here for Gray. 4-2. Loomis with the two-point lead. And Gray, his free throw is good. So 5-2, Loomis with a three-point lead here in the early stages. And a pass on that right side, and the ball's bouncing behind us and picking it up off the Dasher boards after turning it over is Pleasanton. And again, both teams being a little sloppy with the ball. Well, such is life. They'll get it all straightened out, won't they? With the dribble is going to be Shane Sundquist. Sundquist down that right sideline, picks up his dribble, gives it off for Houston. Houston, nice pass on the inside. Jumper by Gray. Gray has four since coming in off the bench. He's got four of the seven here for Loomis. With the dribble is Janicek. Janicek gives it off for Derek Tolles. Pass on the inside, trying to get to John Kolsheen. Ball knocked loose. Another Pleasanton turnover. The Wolves on the run. They run up ahead, and we got a block in underneath. The layup would not fall for Kyle Rademacher, but he will head to the line and will have a couple of shots. So nice pass up ahead, and Loomis running the floor. And the foul on Jason Nichols is his first. Free throw, the first points of the game here for Kyle Rademacher. And it's 8-2. Second free throw short. Kolsheen pulls down the rebound here for Pleasanton. They kick up ahead for Tolles. Nice pass on the inside. Nichols lays it up and in. A catch and a jump and a flip all in one motion there for Jason Nichols. And he has just the second field goal of the game here for Pleasanton. Left wing, Houston has it. Kicks on the right side. Sundquist will fire a three. Line drive, no good. Offensive rebound by Houston. Houston muscles it up, and he's hit on the arm. He'll shoot again. He's only one out of three from the free throw line, and as we mentioned, 54% on the season. But he'll try to add to a 8-4 Loomis lead. 3:31 to go here in quarter number one. Free throw up, rolling around, and good. He used the whole rim on that one. Four games today. First three games, a bit lopsided. Amherst and Overton win easily in girls basketball. The Overton boys won a little bit ago in boys. Houston hits the free throw. 10-4, good buddy. Loomis with the lead. With the dribble, Janicek. Kicks it out. Here's Pates for three. Short. Kolsheen tips it out to Kelly Thurrell, who checks in. And Kelly Thurrell threw it away, and then a foul. And then a foul. Janicek stepped in and made the steal. And then they committed the foul because Janicek would have gone in for a layup otherwise. So the foul is going to be on Matt Gray. And that'll be the second on. Check that. The foul is going to be on Thurrell. And we got a bucket and a foul on the inbounds play. The bucket's going to count. They got it inside to Janicek on the inbounds. He's hit on the arm, and he'll finish the three-point play. At least he hopes he will when we come back after this. We got a timeout for Pleasanton. 3:15 to go in quarter number one, 10-6. Loomis with the lead. We're back after this.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton wishes the Bulldogs good luck.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Janicek at the free throw line, hits the free throw, makes it a three-point game. It's 10-7. With the lead in the basketball is Clay McNall for Loomis. He puts up a quick little shot, contested shot, no good. Trying to get the rebound, McNall was the last to touch it. And that'll be a team rebound here for Pleasanton with 3:04 to go in a three-point game. 10-7, and one thing about it, open spaces here in the middle of the Bureau Event Center. The ball gets knocked around, it can roll a long way before it gets off those dasher boards. Janacek on the dribble, takes it, behind the back dribble, top of the key, gives it off on the baseline, extra pass along the baseline, and losing the ball is going to be Zwiener. He has it picked away. Kolschi knocks the ball ahead down low, but off the hands of one of the Loomis players and out of bounds. So we swap turnovers here. Hustle play on either end for either defense. And Loomis is going to send a couple of new players back in the battle, or a couple of starters back in the battle, rather. Sundquist and Earsom checking back in here. And to toss it in, Jason Nichols here for Pleasanton. He'll get the ball up ahead for Janacek. Janacek on the bounce, gets a little screen, kicks it into the corner. They'll get it now top of the circle for Pates. Pates penetrates, spins, flips, and scores. That's an athletic drive there by Austin Pates. So Loomis up by a point now, brings in the offensive zone. They give it off left side for Gray. Gray will drive off glass, no good. Offensive rebound and then a foul from behind by Pates. Pates hit him from behind after the offensive rebound by Josh Earsom. And Earsom, who's 0 for 2 from the line, will have a couple more free throws coming up here. His free throw, back the iron, no good. Score remains 10-9, Loomis with the lead. Clay Weber's going to inbound here for the Dogs. Pates is going to come out. He's picked up his second personal foul. Earsom's free throw, no good. And Kolschin pulls down the rebound for the Dogs. Here comes Pleasanton on the run. Janacek spins, shoots over the top of Gray. It's no good, and rebounded by Josh Earsom. That was not a good look. Pass up ahead. With it is Kyle Rademacher. Rademacher kicks in the corner. Jumper won't fall, and we got a foul on the rebound. And again, both these two teams being whistled for a lot of fouls, and the officials are not calling that tight of a game. They're letting them play, but both these two teams very athletic, very aggressive, and just haven't been able to get really good enough position. Rademacher whistled for his first personal foul. Hand off for Janacek. Janacek pass inside for Kolschin. Kolschin shoots, and there's going to be a foul in there. And Earsom's going to be whistled for the block on the body. And Steve Johnson asking, what is he supposed to do? Kolschin leaned into him and drew the foul. First free throw is up and good. We are tied at 10 with a minute 45 to go here. First quarter. What do you expect between two teams that are both 11-4 and second and third seeds in the conference? For the first time today, Pleasanton leads it. They lead 11-10. And Sundquist in the offensive zone. Looking for a little cutter. Nothing happening, so he'll give it to Earsom, top of the key. Earsom runs into Kolschin, puts up a shot. No good. Janacek pulls down the rebound. Pass up ahead to Zwiener. Zwiener in trouble. Shoots a little bit too strong. Rebounded by Earsom. His fifth rebound of the quarter, and he'll kick the ball up ahead here for Sundquist. Minute 20 to go. Sundquist will drive, run into a Bulldog, pass it back on the inside for Thoreau, and we got a foul whistled in underneath. And we're going to be shooting free throws from here on out. Any more fouls here in the first half? And there's a 1:15 to go in quarter number one. A little hold on the inside, and Thoreau will go line for the front end of a 1-1 after the foul was whistled on Weber, his first. Free throw is good for Thoreau. Now tie it at 11 with 1:15 to go. Second free throw for Thoreau on the way, no good. And snagging the bound is Kolschin, his third rebound. And in the offensive zone, Janacek kicks in the corner. Three, high arcing shot for Nichols, no good. Rebounded by the Dogs. Up ahead, they give it, driving is Houston, and Houston has the ball knocked out of bounds. Sorrell pulled down the rebound on the other end, and they tried to work it up ahead for Houston, and he had the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. So tied at 11, 1 minute to go here. Loomis is going to inbound underneath their own basket. Five-second count going on. They get it in time to Matt Gray. Gray playing well off the bench. And it'll be, yeah, call for a moving screen. Yep. No doubt about it. Matt Gray with a moving screen. That's an offensive foul, so that will not result in any free throws. Again, Gibbon, Kearney Catholic in boys basketball tied at 11 in the Luplac Conference semifinals on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. They're playing up in St. Paul. Penetrating here is Janicek. Janicek shut off on the baseline, throws it into the cutter. Shot by Zwiener, no good. Rebound up ahead, pass quickly to Sundquist, and Sundquist will lay it up and in. The rebound by Rademacher, and he unloaded that ball quickly. Janicek is going to drive the baseline, shoot over top of Rademacher, and score. Janicek, that's a tough shot. Check it. It was over Gray. That was a little bit taller person to shoot over the top of. Gray now has it between the circles, tied at 13, and he'll cut, get the ball in the lane, dribble, shoot with that left hand, no good. Janicek pulls down the rebound. 7 seconds left, brings it across the timeline, top the key with 4 seconds left, kicks right side, quick jumper by Zwiener, no good, at the buzzer. And we'll start this one right where we began it. We'll be tied. We're deadlocked at 13 after one quarter. We're back after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work. So trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
It will be Pleasanton basketball to start quarter number two. We're deadlocked at 13. It's been a very entertaining game all the way through. Reminder that the 2012 Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament on Platte River Radio is proudly brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters. And they'll get it off to Janicek. Bad pass, but Janicek scoops it up, drives the lane. Awkward-looking shot, no good. Rademacher pulls down the rebound here for Loomis, and quickly up ahead we go for Houston. Houston enters it inside for Earsom. Earsom kicks it right back out, spinning around the perimeter. They give it for McNall. McNall's going to drive. McNall gets the body contact, the hoop, and the harm. He'll head to the line to try to finish a three-point play. That was a great, great drive. So now McNall will head to the line, try to finish the three-point play. He cannot, so it is 15-13. Loomis with the lead. And on the bounce here is Janicek. Janicek works it back around on the baseline. Tolles will kick the ball right back out. Here comes Weber. He'll fire a three. No good. Rebound tipped around. Coming up with it is Earsom. Earsom, quick outlet pass, laying up is McNall, and McNall has it swatted out of his hands by Clay Weber. Give credit to Weber for running the floor and then getting the block. So they'll get it into the lane on the inbounds for Houston. His 15-foot jumper, no good. Tipped out by McNall into the hands of Earsom, and Earsom's going to lay it up and in. He drove in after getting that ball tipped out to him. 4-0 run for Loomis to start the quarter, and they lead it 17-13. Pates enters it in. Now Pates gets it back. He'll fire a three. A good look there. Will not fall, and rebounded by Houston. Houston, outlet pass. Pass knocked down by Pates. And then McNall will inbound here after Pates knocked the ball back away. Pates, near midcourt, will get the ball to Shane Sundquist. And Sundquist back out here for McNall. McNall throws on the baseline for Earsom. Earsom gives it to a cutter. That's Houston. And Houston lays it up, and it's going to be a player control foul. It's going to be an offensive foul. There was a little bit of a pause that made it look like maybe we were waiting to see if that ball went in, whether or not they were going to count it, but they're going to call the player control foul on Matt Houston, and that's going to be his first. And collecting the charge, I believe, was Clay Weber. Bates will bring in the offensive zone here. Down by four are the Bulldogs. Dribbling is Pates. Pates right along the sideline, nearly stepping out of bounds, but he did not. Weber will now bounce pass it to Zwiener, top of the key. Zwiener gives it back out for Pates. Pates in the lane, in trouble, shoots over the top of the defense, can't come up with a shot. It was last touched by one of the Wolves and out of bounds. And again, all the shots in that lane have been well contested by Loomis. That's why Pleasanton not shooting a good percentage here. Pates, well behind the three-point arc, will kick it over for Weber. Weber's going to drive the baseline, and his pass is going to be stolen away. Coming up with a steal is Anderson. Anderson has it stolen away from him by Janicek. They'll lay it up over here for Zwiener, and Zwiener is up and in with it. A couple of quick steals, and now quickly up court comes Sundquist. Sundquist is going to drive, and it rolled around. It would not fall, but he will head to the line as he was blocked as he was coming in. And again, this just torrid pace to this game. Just running and gunning. I'll tell you what, whoever wins this one going against Overton on Monday night, that will be a fun basketball game. Free throw by Sundquist is no good. And right now, Loomis, they lead it 17-15, but they could have a huge lead if they only hit about half their free throws. They've hit three of about 12 free throws, and they miss a couple more here. Tolles pulls down the rebound, and the long pass is going to be stolen away. Good read there by McNall. He's going to lay it up and in. A brilliant read. He came in from nowhere and intercepted that with perfect timing, and it's a four-point Loomis lead, 19-15. The kick out. Here's a three for Tolles, and he hits a three. Caught it in rhythm and drained it. Makes it a one-point ball game. As Tolles hits that jumper, McNall gives it. Now kick out here for Anderson. Anderson three, no good. Rebounded by Jason Nichols for Pleasanton. And quickly up ahead, Pates was the intended recipient, but it's intercepted by the other guy wearing number 12, Clay McNall. McNall comes up with a steal, and he'll get it on the inside. Turnaround jumper for Gray, no good. And snagging the bound is Janicek, his fifth rebound. 4:55 to go. Janicek's going to drive, going to flip off glass. No good. Offensive rebound, and then a block. It's going to be a jump ball. Earsom with the block. Janicek got it, went up with it. The ball was actually picked up at his hip, and when he went up with it, Earsom was right there for the block, and it will be Loomis basketball alternating possessions. So Loomis to toss it in with 4:48 to go here before halftime. And again, hopefully be able to talk with Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach of the Overton Eagles, who are already in the conference championship game on Monday night. McNall on the dribble, tries to throw it down low, does. They kick it right back out for Sundquist. He'll fire a three, no good. Up high for the rebound. Over there is Jason Nichols. Nichols snags the bound here for Pleasanton. And they'll bring in the offensive zone. Dribbling, Janicek. And we got a push running through the screen is one of the Wolves. And that is going to send Jason Nichols to the line for the front end. Check that. It's going to be two shots. Nope, it's going to be a one-on-one. It's nine fouls on Loomis. So Nichols at the line. Shooting the front end of 1-1. And the back of the iron, no good. They are at halftime over in St. Paul. Kearney Catholic and Gibbon are tied at 23 in the boys' semifinals of the Luplac Conference Tournament. With the dribble, Sundquist kicks it in. Now penetrating here is going to be McNall. Jumper as he passes it off for Kalen Anderson. Anderson hits the jumper. It's up and good. Nice ball movement there by Loomis. And they now lead it 21-18. Nichols has it, kicks it out for Pates. Pates lost it, pocket pick. Loomis has a two-on-two opportunity. McNall on the drive, McNall off glass, and McNall now will head to the line as he was hit on the arm. He looked like he was going to kick it out to the guy running to his right, but instead, as he faked the ball, went right back up with it, and Pleasanton hit him on the arm. The foul on Janicek is his third. So two free throws coming up here. Both teams from here on out, any defensive foul will be two shots for the other team. McDowell will go line and shoot two. He's 0-for-1 in the game. His free throw here is good. And McNall on the season is a 59% free throw shooter. He's got one more coming up here as Loomis has their largest lead of the game, 22-18. Free throw perfect. So that'll make the largest lead of the game just that much bigger. And Pates will slowly bring in the offensive zone. Again, a five-point lead. That's the biggest lead either team has had here as the first half has been pretty tight. Pretty torrid pace, too. Nichols works it back around, and a pass stolen away with the steal is McNall. McNall's going to lay it up, and in another steal and bucket in transition for Clay McNall. And the senior having a real good sense of where that ball is going to go and when it's going to get there. Pates, he steps around a little screen, drains the three-pointer, his first three of the night, 25-21. Little jump stop in the lane. Pates, pretty good defense there. The shot is missed by Sundquist. Rebounded by Colsheen. Colsheen brings in the offensive zone. They try to work it back inside for him. Ball knocked right back out to Tolles. Tolles is going to drive, lay it up and in. Ball tipped around. Tolles came up with it, found a little seam and laid it up and in. A quick little 5-0 run here for Pleasanton. And we got it down to 2 points, 25-23. Loomis with the lead and the basketball. Rademacher works it inside for Gray. Gray's going to kick it out here for McNall. McNall bounces around, and it's good. And a couple other scores for you here. Kearney Catholic trailing Ravenna 25-21 in girls basketball at the half. And here the entry pass is stolen away again by McNall. McNall's going to drive in. It's the shot up and in. Tried to get a little charge on the inside there was Pates, but he was right underneath the basket, and they're not going to give him a charge there that far underneath the hoop. So McNall with the steal. And now a little hesitation dribble by Pates. Pates kicks it out top of the circle for Zwiener and saved after the steal by Sundquist. How did he keep in balance in time to find Rademacher? However he did it, Loomis has possession of the basketball. McNall gets it on the baseline for Thorell, and Thorell lays it up and in. Loomis showing off some athleticism, and they push the lead out to 8. 31-23, timeout Pleasanton. A minute 37 to go. 30-second timeout for the Dogs. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Once again, the Kearney Catholic boys tied up 23-23 with Gibbon at halftime of their boys' semifinals. The girls' semifinals, Ravenna leads Kearney Catholic 25-21 at halftime in the girls' Luplat Conference semifinals. Here, Austin Pates has the basketball, looking inside for Colsheen. Then he'll wrap it around a guy to get it into Colsheen. Colsheen, jumper on the baseline, no good. Rebound by Earsom, and then Earsom is fouled. Yep, Earsom now is going to hit the line and shoot two. Both teams are in the double bonus here, with Loomis leading at 31-23 with a minute 21 to go. That's actually going to be 11 team fouls on Pleasanton. They don't put 11 up there. Earsom will shoot two. He is 0-for-4 from the line. And the foul on Colsheen is his first. Free throw back the iron and no good. So free throw shooting tonight for Josh Earsom is something that he would prefer to forget, as he's 0 for the game here so far. and he is a 32% free throw shooter. That number is plummeting as he misses that free throw, and Colsheen pulls down the rebound. And in the offensive zone is Pates. Pates will step up, and he'll hit a fadeaway three, his second three of the quarter. 31-26, minute four to go. Driving, shooting, and back of the iron for Earsom, but an offensive rebound by Earsom, and now he's fouled and will go to the line again. And again, if he doesn't hit a free throw here pretty soon, it's going to get real mental for him. 32% free throw shooter, 0 for 6 from the line so far tonight. And the free throw here, back of the iron and no good. Earsom with 2 points in the game. Free throw here, back of the iron, and no good. Zwiener pulls down the rebound. Pates in the offensive zone. Pates stops just inside the three-point arc. They're going to defend him there, absolutely. 5 second count going on, and he gets the ball back. They're going to say it was tipped, so this is not double dribble as Pates comes up with it. Pates in the lane, jump stop, has the ball held. Yep. Josh Earsom reaching in there, tying it up. It was not a foul. And I think the officials doing a nice job of letting these two teams play. There's been a lot of fouls called, but they haven't let anything really go. They've let them play, but they haven't let it go, if that makes sense to you. Inbounds, and finally tracking it down is going to be Tolles. Tolles kicks it out for Pates. Pates, long three, no good. Gets his own rebound, steps through, reverse layup. Good. Wow, he had a lot of English on that ball. Otherwise, that would not have gone in. And he hits a tough reverse layup. Three-point ball game, 31-28. Loomis with the lead. Will they milk the clock for a final shot? Driving is Sundquist, and Sundquist answers the question by hitting the shot. 10 seconds to go. Pates looks up at it. He brings in the offensive zone. They pick him up. He gets a little bit of a screen. He's used up his dribble. We'll give the ball for Tolles. Tolles with a little floater at the buzzer, back of the iron, and no good. So Loomis will head to the locker room, scoring 20 points in the quarter and leading it 33-28 here at intermission. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton. Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton wishes the Bulldogs good luck.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Our halftime score, 33-28, as Loomis has the lead against Pleasanton. And the winner of this game will be taking on the Overton Eagles for the conference championship. Kind enough to talk to us about that. And his game is Overton head coach Jay Stair, who won today 56-47 over Elm Creek. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. Nice to be back in the finals.
Yes, it is, Randy. Thank you. You know, the kids, they battled. They didn't necessarily probably play their best game, and Elm Creek and Overton usually is a very difficult game for both sides, and we were fortunate to come out on top, and, you know, we made enough plays, made some free throws at the end to get the win for us.
And again, there was a lot of times where it seemed like you guys were just one play away from throwing that knockout punch from Elm Creek, but they just kept coming back. But give your team credit too, because sometimes it gets frustrating when you can't throw that knockout punch, but they never really seem to get frustrated out there.
Yeah, you know, they kept battling. You know, I wish we could have rebounded a little bit better. It seemed like what you said, we'd get up 6 or 8 points and you'd think we'd be one possession away from maybe getting another key basket or even going on another run or something like that, and then we'd either turn the ball over or give up an offensive rebound and a basket for them or a foul, and they'd make a free throw with it, and we just, you know, we couldn't close the deal. And I give the kids credit, they battled and they found a way to win. It'd have been a lot more comfortable, obviously, to, you know, I think there was one time we were up 10 points and they called a timeout, and I'm like, you know, now is the time to finish the game. You know, you guys have got to make the plays and do it, and I think we had one or two opportunities, but we turned it over two straight times, and then they scored points at the free throw line with the clock not running and just kind of gave them enough life to keep the game interesting there. And, you know, credits to them. They played hard, and they forced us into doing a lot of non-intelligent things. And like you said, we did a good job of fighting off the adversity and pulling out the win.
You kind of mentioned that your team didn't, you're not overly happy with how your team as a team rebounded, but Jacob Olmstead had a nice job on the glass, 26 points. I had him for 14 rebounds through the course of a game. And that's just kind of an effort that you've come to expect of that young man.
Yeah, you know, Jacob, this is his, you know, he started all 4 years, and we have been in the conference semifinals in this game, you know, for four straight years, and you know, he's a competitor. It's his last year, and he definitely did not want to go home tonight. And I thought our other senior that played a lot, Dallas, you know, I thought he was our spark in the first half, because it seemed like he was really the only one doing much rebounding wise. He was getting rebounds and putbacks and doing his job defensively, and I thought if it wasn't for him in the first half, we would have probably been hurting a little bit more. But you know, Jake, you know, he finds a way. He gets his points where he needs to get his points. He tried to get the other kids involved, and it just seemed like they weren't quite ready for some of his passes at times, and weren't ready to get the stuff that they needed to get done. But you know we're not young anymore. We can't use that as an excuse. We just need to play better, and whoever we get here on Monday night, hopefully the guys will respond to that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about our second game, 33-28, Loomis with the lead. And this, the pace of this game has been really kind of torrid. I think you're probably sitting there on the sideline kind of licking your chops going, this would be a fun game. If Loomis or Pleasanton plays at this pace on Monday, that'll be a fun game.
Yeah, you know, they both have different guys on their team that can get the ball up and down the floor. Loomis is a very athletic basketball team, you know, across the board. They got guys who like to get up and down the floor. They got guys who get in the passing lanes to play good defense. They like to create points off of transition, you know, getting the steals and whatnot. And, you know, Pleasanton is more of a guard-oriented team. It's too bad that the Pritchard kid's not able to play tonight. It'd have been a lot more interesting watching him play. I think Pleasanton lose probably their best defender just because he's not able to play. I think I heard he's developed some mono or something like that, and it's not good. They've kind of had some bad luck this year with injuries at the beginning of the year, and then him not being able to play, because he's a difference maker. And if Janicek can keep out of foul trouble in there, you know, it's, you know, Pleasanton's battling with him, and they're more of a guard-oriented team. Pleasanton is, and they do like to push the tempo and create things for themselves. So, you know, we'll be happy with whoever we play.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be a lot of fun. And, well, we'll see you Monday. We just don't know where.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Thank you for your coverage.
Jay, I appreciate it, too. Jay Stare, the head boys basketball coach at Overton. His team won it earlier today, 56-47 over Elm Creek. They'll take on the winner Monday night at 8 o'clock. And, again, just a recap for you, because of the impending weather, several changes have been made. In fact, today is one of those changes where they played all the semifinals here today, back-to-back-to-back-to-back. And the girls' semifinals were earlier this afternoon, the boys' semifinals here tonight. And that's one change. The other change is they will not play tomorrow. They will not play on Saturday. And the consolation games have been canceled. Monday night, 6:15, the girls' championship game. The boys' championship game will be at 8 o'clock, and we'll have both of those games for you Monday night right here on ESPN 1460. We just don't know where. That has not been determined yet. So those are the changes. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Take a look at the numbers right after this timeout.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Pleasanton. As, again, 10 points for Austin Pates. He's a leading Bulldog scorer here in the first half. Derek Tolles hit a three-pointer. He's got 7 points at their intermission. Colin Janicek with five, but he also has three fouls. 2 points off the bench for Jason Nichols, 2 points for Caden Zwiener, and 2 points for John Colsheen. For Loomis, leading the way for them in very balanced scoring is Clay McNall. McNall with 12 points, all of them in the second quarter. He finishes with 12. After that, it's pretty much done by committee. Kyle Rademacher with one, Kalen Anderson with two, Shane Sundquist with four, Josh Earsom with two, Matt Gray with four, Kelly Thorell with three, and Matt Hewson with five. Our halftime score, it's Loomis with a 33-28 lead over Pleasanton here at the Viero Event Center. And again, free throw shooting, a bit of a story in this one, as Sundquist 0 for 2, Josh Earsman 0 for 8 from the free throw line, 2 for 4 for Matt Gray, and 3 for 5 for Matt Hewson. So not good free throw shooting. Entry pass on the inside. Quickly, the jumper by Earsom. It will not fall. And the rebound is taken out of there by the Bulldogs, but they throw it away. Janicek came up with the rebound, but then he threw the basketball away. And now on the dribble here is Kalen Anderson. Anderson's going to kick it back out for McNall. McNall out for Sundquist. Top of the circle for Hewson. Hewson will give it off on the right wing. Entry pass by Anderson. Anderson now gets it back on the baseline. His three. Perfect. Just the way that one was drawn up. And Kalen Anderson strokes in a three to push that Loomis lead back out to 8. They lead it 36-28. And that might be their largest lead of the game. Yes, it is. Pates with the dribble, and he'll give it off on that right side for Janicek. Janicek knifes around, dumps on the inside, knocking it out of bounds with Shane Sundquist. Sundquist with good hands there. He was hoping it would have gone off one of the Bulldogs, but it did not. And so the Dogs will slap the ball. Tolles will get it in. The three-pointer on the inbounds, no good. Rebound hits the ground before Shane Sundquist comes up with it. He'll bring it in the offensive zone now. Kick into the corner. Penetrating a little bit here is going to be Anderson. Anderson hands it off. Now Earsom, he's going to drive. And there's going to be a foul, a block. Whistled on the Bulldogs. Getting there just a shade too late was Clay Weber. And that'll be his first foul. And again, the officials have been letting him play, but they've been calling fouls. And we got into free throw shooting with about a minute and a half to go in the first quarter, in the first half. The inbounds here for McNall. By the way, the foul on Weber, as I mentioned, his second, team's first. Right wing, Hewson has it. Houston's going to penetrate a little bit, kick it out for Sundquist, who will give it off on the left side for McNall. Entry pass back in. Now dribbling is Anderson. He'll get the ball back out for McNall. As the Bulldogs right now going a little zone here. Little fadeaway jumper for Anderson. It bounces, hangs on the rim, won't fall. Janicek pulls down the rebound, and he'll bring in the offensive zone himself. He penetrates through there, lays it off glass, and has a block. I misspoke. He was trying to lay it off glass, but blocking it out of bounds is Earsom. That's going to be his second block of the ball game here. And tossing it in is going to be Tolles. Tolles gives it for Janicek. Janicek in the lane, kicks it back out for Pates. Pates throws it back for Janicek. He'll fire a three. Back the iron, no good. High for the rebound is going to be Houston. He throws it up ahead. On the dribble is McNall. McNall passes on the inside. Shot, no good, but a foul. They gave it for Josh Earsom. And Earsom now will go to the line and shoot two more. So at the end of this, Earsom will have shot 10 free throws. His hope is at the end of it, he'll be a 20% free throw shooter. And he's on pace for that. He hits the first of 9 free throws in the game. He's now got 3. The foul, by the way, on Tolles is his third. So Earsom at the line, and he hits that one. That was his prettiest free throw shot of the night. He hits both of them. Well, he's starting a new streak, isn't he? Pates will bring in the offensive zone. He'll give it off on the right wing here for Zwiener. Zwiener lets everybody cycle through, and they pass it out. Here's a long jumper for Nichols. Nichols, three, uses the rim. Soft touch. He drains the three, and then he makes the steal. The long pass up ahead. It's a steal. 38-31, Pleasanton down by 7, but they've got the basketball now. Dribbling is going to be Pates. Pates penetrates, gets the body contact, and he'll shoot two. And Austin Pates, good, strong drive to the rack. Almost put his head down because he was just going up against that body contact so hard. And Pates, who averages 11.2 points per ball game, will step to the line. Shooting two, and he now has 11.0 points in the ball game. He's right at his average with 5:41 to go here in the third quarter, 38-32. Hopefully we'll be able to talk with the winning coach at the conclusion of the game in our Misco Sports postgame report. Free throw is up and good for Pates. 38-33, 5:40 to go, third quarter. Loomis left wing gets it to Sundquist. Top of the circle here for Matt Gray, who came in during the free throws. Gray's going to penetrate. Gray's going to shoot. And before the shot, he was fouled. The official, Chris Maciek, waving off the shot even as it was rolling around. And so Loomis will inbound, and then they walk with it. They get the ball in to Anderson, and Anderson took a little extra step with it. Brady Darby whistled for the foul a little bit ago. He's out there for the first time tonight. On the dribble, Janicek. Janicek kicks it back out for Nichols. Nichols, and we got a little hold away from it. Well, they're now in the fourth quarter in the Boys Luplac Conference basketball tournament, and Kearney Catholic has the lead over Gibbon, 34-33. On the entry pass, a little hold against Lumen. And by the way, that's the first time a quarter has ended that it hasn't been tied. That's how tight that ball game is on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The inbounds to Caden Zwiener. The foul, by the way, was whistled on Matt Gray, his second. And so pressure put on Nichols as he gets the inbounds. Nichols gets it back. He'll step up, fake the three, give it off and now for Pates. Pates gets a little screen. Steps up, gives it off here for Janicek. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. Little two-man game there between Janicek and Pates. They both set a couple of screens for each other, and then Janicek drains the three. Now a baseline drive. Josh Earsom, that's a strong move there for Earsom. He's got 4 in the quarter, and it's a 4-point Loomis lead, 40-36. 4.5 to go here, and then we've got a moving screen against Pleasanton. So a moving screen, I think that's on Janicek, and that is his 4th personal foul. So that one hurts. He's still out there right now. And Brandon Kavan, the head basketball coach, trying to think what to do here, how to push the right button. You kind of need to keep Janicek out there, especially after he strokes in a three. Sundquist has it. Gives it top of the circle for Anderson. Anderson gives left wing for McNall. He'll step up, fire a three, back the iron, no good. Colsheen pulls down the rebound. His sixth of the game. He hasn't been in there a whole lot, but when he's been in there, he's been rebounding. Janicek's going to drive, step through, lay it off glass, no good. Rebound, Gray. And they're going to slow him down. Loomis has done a good job of running after they get the rebound, but they slowed him down. Houston has it on the baseline. He's looking to pass, and he'll kick it top of the circle here for McNall. Back inside for Houston. Houston now, he'll hand it off for Anderson. Anderson, top of the circle for McNall. Back inside, pass tip, and it's going to be a turnover. Good hands there by Nichols to tip it away, and then force the Loomis turnover. Comes up with the ball, and Janicek has the dribble. He'll give it off right side, and making the steal is going to be Gray. Gray dribbling through traffic. He's going to lay it up, and it's going to be a charge. Great play there by Austin Pates. He was set. Steve Johnson doesn't like the call, but I do. Austin Pates was there, and he collected the charge. Give him credit. That was a nice play there, and the foul on Gray is going to be his third foul. Maybe that'll give Pleasanton just a little bit more momentum. Loomis leads at 40-36, but the Dogs now have the basketball. Pates in the offensive zone, kicks right wing here for Zwiener. Zwiener throw at top of the circle for Weber. By the way, out was Janicek with those four fouls. And now another push. This one's going to be on Gray. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So Gray will come over and sit next to head coach Steve Johnson. Checking back in is going to be Kyle Rademacher here for Loomis. And Weber's going to inbound. He'll get the ball for Nichols. Nichols for Pates. Pates on the dribble. Pates kicks out for Nichols. Nichols, great ball fake, got the defender in the air, and when he landed, he shot around him. Jason Nichols hits the shot, makes it a two-point ball game. 40-38. With it is Sundquist. Sundquist will kick it off on the left side for Rademacher. Rademacher gets it back on the inside. Shot a little bit too strong. Rebound by the Dogs. Snagging the rebound is Zwiener. Zwiener gets it back out here for Austin Pates. Pates with 2:37 to go. Ball fake. Shot. And he'll draw the body contact. And McNall went in the air for the first ball fake. When he landed, then Pates leaned into it. Austin Pates did not really intend at all to even draw iron on this shot. He intended to get himself to the free throw line, and he succeeded. His free throw is up and good. That's why he wants to get to the line. He's hit three free throws. He's got 13 points in the ballgame. And again, he drew the foul of Clay McNall, just his second. Pates hits the free throw here. We'll be tied at 40. We are tied at 40. 2:33 to go, third quarter. Loomis once had a 10-point lead in this quarter. It is now evaporated. McNall flipping the lane. Shot no good. Tracking it down on the baseline is Zwiener, and there's a whistle, and that's going to be a foul on Loomis. Pulling down the rebound was Caden Zwiener. And that's going to be foul number 7. Just like the first half, we're shooting free throws with plenty of quarter left. We shot about this time of the first quarter, and we're shooting free throws here in the third. Front end of a 1-1 here for Caden Zwiener. This is his first trip to the line, and it is good. So Kyle Rademacher whistle for his second personal foul. And the second one, up and good. So Zwiener hits both ends of the 1-1. It's 42-40. Pleasanton with their first lead since the first quarter. McNall, entry pass, turnaround jumper now by Rademacher, and Rademacher will tie it. 42-all. 2 minutes to go here, third quarter, in what has been a very entertaining basketball game. Pates penetrates, kicks, Zwiener, three, short,
Rebound, fought for, off the hands of Cole Sheen, into the hands of Houston. Houston, five rebounds in the game, and they'll give it off to McNall. Loomis gives it to Houston. Houston kicks now to the right side for Anderson. Anderson looks on the inside for Houston. Houston gets it. An extra bounce pass, and making the steal is Pate. And Pate gets the ball out for Zwiener. And Pate thought he was fouled, but somehow was able to just flip it out to Zwiener. Now at the three, an air ball by Pate that goes out of bounds with a minute 26 to go. Dogs will send in the battle. Derek Toles once again. We are deadlocked at 42, minute 26 to go. Seven fouls against Loomis, four against Pleasanton. Possession arrow is pointing to Pleasanton. You've got the scoreboard information to you. McNall will kick it on the left side. Penetrating here is Houston. Houston shot no good. Fighting for the rebound. Zwiener pulls it down. Houston doing a good job not going over the back. Didn't push him there. And now Pates has it in the offensive zone. A little bit of a screen. Pates thought about the three. Now he uses up his dribble. And he'll give the ball off for Nichols. Nichols gives it on the left wing. Cole Sheen kicks it back out for Nichols around the perimeter. Penetrating a little bit is Zwiener. Zwiener will give it to Pates. Pates, 15-foot jumper from the free throw line. No good. Tipped out. Coming up with it is Rademacher. Rademacher throws it up ahead. Driving here is Anderson. Anderson, finger roll that hung on the rim and falls in. Loomis up by two. 30 seconds to go. Pates in the offensive zone. Gets a little bit of a screen, but they fight through the screen to make sure Pates can't step up for the three with 20 seconds to go. Dribble, dribble, dribble for Pleasanton here. And now they're going to milk the clock. They're going to work it for the final shot here. Standing near midcourt is Austin Pates. He looks up, and with 9 seconds left, he'll start the offense. 6 seconds. Penetrates in the lane. Floater high off glass. Draws the iron. No good. Loomis pulls down the rebound, and Pates makes sure that they don't get off a shot. And so we'll head to the fourth quarter as the game gets a little bit tighter. Loomis leads it 44-42, the final period, right after this timeout.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton wishes the Bulldogs good luck.
Pleasanton first possession of the fourth quarter. They missed the shot. Rebound is pulled down by Kyle Rademacher here for Loomis. And Loomis now has their first possession. They get it to Sundquist, top of the circle, giving it to McNall. And McNall looks on the inside. Houston wanted it, got fouled. Calling for the ball, posted up, putting up the shot, and now he'll head the line and shoot two. Now six fouls whistled on Pleasanton, and that'll be on Cole Sheen. Check that. That's five fouls whistled on Pleasanton. So Houston will shoot two free throws here. He's 3 out of 5. And now make it 4 out of 6. I had to do that in my head really quick there. Houston, as we mentioned, 54% free throw shooter, has one more coming up here, and he hits both ends of those two shots. So first 2 points of the fourth quarter go to Loomis, and they lead it 46-42. Pleasanton took the lead briefly in that third quarter. They trailed by as many as 10 in the quarter. Pates on the dribble. Stops on the baseline, throws it on the inside, and boy, there's a lot of green jerseys around Cole Sheen, but Cole Sheen is able to muscle up for the shot, and now he'll head to the line as one of those arms in there
connected with John Colsheen as he put up the shot. Colsheen, a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line. They'll have two free throws coming up here, and the first one is up and good. The foul on Houston is his third. So Colsheen, 3 points, all of them coming from the line, and I jinxed him. He missed that free throw, and Houston pulls down the rebound. On the dribble up ahead is Sundquist. Sundquist stops at the elbow, gives it for Houston. Houston dribbles to the other elbow, and now he'll kick it back out for Sundquist. Gives it off for McNall, who tries the three. No good. Pates pulls down the rebound, and Pates dribbles on that right side. Now into the lane, a little ball fake. Kicks the ball out here for Zwiener. Back out for Pates. Pates on the dribble, and he'll give it for Tolles. Tolles on the baseline, shut off, but he gets the body contact, and he'll head to the line. Derek Tolles now will step to the stripe. He's got 7 in the game, hasn't scored here in the second half, but he has 2 opportunities to fix it after the foul was called on Josh Earsom, which is his third. And the free throw is up and good. 8 in the game for Derek Tolles. 46-44. Tolles will try to make it a 1-point ball game, and he does. So Loomis with the advantage and the basketball. Sundquist drives down to the baseline, and he runs into Pates, and they're going to give Pates credit for being there first. So that'll be a charge. And you know what? I would not have had an argument either way. Sundquist, this is for his second personal foul. And for Pates, that took a little courage there. He's got a little bit of foul trouble. He's got 2 personal fouls. They're going to mop up the sweat over there. 6:38 to go here, fourth quarter. And it is a final as Kearney Catholic defeats Gibbon in boys basketball in the Luplac Conference semifinals, 52-44. Congratulations to the Stars as they'll be going for the conference championship. They'll be taking on Ravenna. Last time they got together, a double overtime thriller. Pass on that right wing. Sundquist with a little kick there. So that'll be an infraction on Loomis. And Pates will get the inbounds here for Pleasanton. And the ball knocked loose. The steal by McNall. McNall actually knocked it loose, picked up by Houston. So Pleasanton forced into the turnover. And now we'll see what Loomis can do with the ball here. They lead it by a point. Top of the circle, Houston. Kicks it off right wing. 46-45 as Sundquist looks in. Gives it for Houston. Houston's going to penetrate, kick it out. Driving McNall. McNall has a shot blocked by Colsheen, but they're going to say Colsheen got him with the body. And so McNall, who is a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line, he's going to go and have a couple of free throw attempts coming up here. On the season, he's a 55% free throw shooter. And if there's some chinks in the armor here for Loomis, it's probably free throw shooting. They don't have real impressive numbers. Sundquist is their best at 67%. First free throw, though, was good for McNall. And McDonald hits both up. So he hits both free throws, and it's 48-45. Loomis with the lead. Pleasanton with the basketball. Pass on that right side. Pates picks it up on that sideline. Dribbles through a double team. He's going to be called for a kick. Yep. He tried to get the ball back, fell forward, and when he couldn't get it, he tried to kick the ball one direction, laying down, and that's the right call. Pates called for the kick. You don't see that too many times on offense. Well, he lost the ball, but it was a kick. And Sundquist will work it back around the perimeter. McNall has it. Gives it top of the circle here for Earsom. Earsom kicks into the corner. Pates is there defensively as they get it inside for Earsom. Earsom kicks the ball right back out for Rademacher. Back around the perimeter we go to McNall. McNall gets it. Great catch in there by Houston. Houston gives it off. Long baseline jumper, no good. And the rebound tipped out by Rademacher and out of bounds. So that one was off the mark, and then Loomis can't pull down the rebound. And an opportunity here for Pleasanton to cut into their deficit. They trail at 48-45. 5:12 to go is across the timeline. Colin Janicek with those 4 personal fouls will give it off now for Pates. Pates on the baseline, shut off. as they're going to zone here. And Janicek dribbles in, and before the shot, there is a hold. Before the shot, there is a hold. There was an extra pass on the inside. Cole Sheen got the pass, and Cole Sheen got help. That is going to be 10 team fouls. That doesn't really matter, so Cole Sheen is going to shoot two. His free throw is no good. So he's missed his last two after hitting his first three. Cole Sheen, second free throw, up and good. 48-46. Loomis with a lead and the basketball. Sundquist will work it back around. Houston passes the pumpkin over to McNall. McNall threw it away almost, but Sundquist happened to be moving and being in the right place at the right time saves the turnover. Now he looks on the inside. Houston gets it on the baseline. Nice pass to Rademacher. Rademacher misses the shot. Offensive rebound in underneath for Earsom, and then we got a foul. Earsom went up high to get that rebound. And a pretty good opportunity there for Loomis a moment ago. They could not hit the shot, but now Earsom will try to cash in here. After missing his first eight free throws, he's hit his last two. So let's see if that hot shooting continues. Nope. It's no good. The foul, by the way, on Derek Toles is his fourth. So chances are we're going to start losing some ball players here as both teams have some players with foul trouble. Earsom missed everything on that, those free throws. And out is Rademacher. In is Anderson for Loomis. 4:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Loomis 11-4. Pleasanton 11-4. And Loomis leads it 48-46 in the lane. Pates, jumper off glass. Good, and it's going to head him to the line. Got the ball, great penetration, and he got the hoop in the arm and a chance to get Pleasanton the lead. And the foul is on Earsom. That is going to be his fourth. And Pates will go to the line. They want to make a substitution, and they do blow the whistle to make the substitution just as they were giving the ball to Pates. And Rademacher is going to come into the game. Earsom, with those four personal fouls, is going to come out of here with 4:28 to go. So Steve Johnson is going to protect him a little bit as Pates gives the Bulldogs the lead. 49-48. Loomis in the offensive zone. On the dribble here is McNall. McNall will drive, shoot, and score. Pates trying to get the charge there, and anticipating it was McNall, and McNall, great body control as he went around it. Pass over to Pates, and Pates is hit. He is fouled by Rademacher, and that's not the kid you want to send to the free throw line. Kyle Rademacher, he's got four. So he's got four. Earsom has four. Gray has four for Loomis. Pates has two free throws coming up. He also has two fouls. Free throw here is up and good. He's got 14, 16, 18 points in the game. He'll try to make it 19 here and put Pleasanton ahead 51-50. 51-50. No. Back to the iron, no good. Going to say 51-50, not only the score, but also a great album by Van Halen. Sundquist in the offensive zone. He'll kick it off here, left side for Rademacher. Rademacher gives it for McNall. McNall drives, and he'll rattle it in. I'm glad I got my Van Halen reference in, because there's no album called 52-50. Dribbling is Pates. Pates down by two. Gives it off left side for Janicek. He'll fire a three. Back the iron, no good. Rebound by Tolles on the baseline. And they'll give it to Pates, who penetrates. Shot won't fall. Offensive rebound, Tolles. Tolles kicks it out. The three by Nichols. Air ball. Saved by Loomis. Ball knocked loose. Cole Sheen's got it. 15-foot jumper, no good. And the rebound by Loomis. Snagging the bound is Anderson. Finally ending the possession there. And now in the offensive zone is Anderson. Anderson will get it back for McNall. 3:15 to go. Two-point lead for Loomis. At the free throw line, Sundquist jumper won't fall. Pates pulls down the rebound, and it's 52-50. Dogs down, but they've got the pumpkin. And Loomis extending a little bit of a zone here. They'll kick it out for Janicek. Janicek Gives it between circles here for Nichols. Nichols kicks right wing for Pates. Pates, being patient, skips it left side for Nichols. Pass tip, but into the hands of Janacek. Janacek throws it inside for Kolschin. Kolschin makes the catch, and there's a whistle, and it's going to be a foul. Foul will be on Kalen Anderson, and that's going to be his third. And now John Kolschin, who is 2 of 6 from the free throw line, will shoot two more. And the free throw no good. So the score remains 52-50. Loomis with the two-point lead, and Kolschin with a chance to cut it in half, and he cannot. It is off the mark, and Kalen Anderson pulls down the rebound, and the ball knocked away on the outlet pass by Janacek, but out of bounds. So Loomis has possession here. They lead by two, and they're on the bounce. Top of the circle, Anderson. Anderson will give it for Houston. They clear out for Houston, but he doesn't penetrate. He passes for Rademacher, who gives it right back to McNall. Right side, Houston, looking on the inside, working against Kolschin. Kicks it out to the free throw line. Jumper by Rademacher, and Rademacher hits it. Kyle Rademacher with a big bucket there. Pushes the lead out to 4. 54-50. 2:10 to go here. Dribbling is Pates. Both teams have plenty of timeouts left if they want to use them. In fact, Loomis has not called one yet. Into the lane. Back out. They get it for Pates. He'll fire a three. No good. And Rademacher pulls down the rebound. A bucket here for Loomis would be ginormous. 1:50 to go. A four-point Loomis lead. 54-50. Rademacher works it back around the perimeter for Houston. Houston gives it out for Rademacher. Gives it off on the right side for Sundquist. They almost throw it away, but cutting back around is McNall. And McNall, great hands to maintain the possession. Gives it for Houston. Now left side for Rademacher. They're moving well without the ball. Kick right wing for McNall. Entry pass on the inside. The catch, the shot, and a miss by Anderson right underneath the basket. And Tolles pulls down the rebound here for Pleasanton. Pates will get the ball back out for Janacek. That close to making it a six-point lead. 54-50. Ball fake. Janacek for three. No good. Defensive rebound. Houston ends the possession. And he'll kick the ball up ahead here for McNall. Again, we'll see if they're patient again on offense. Final minute. 57 seconds to go. With it is Houston. Houston's going to pick it out to Sundquist. They're going to spread out the floor a little bit here. Houston has it. Houston. Backdoor cut. Layup. And it is a charge. Bucket fell, but collecting the charge in underneath was Jason Nichols. And it's going to be a player control foul on Kalen Anderson. He got in through the back door, and there was great pressure put on the ball, even though he got that backdoor cut. But they collected the charge on the inside. Jason Nichols with the defensive play of the game so far. Keeping Pleasanton in the game. Driving is Pates. Pates steps in trouble, shot no good. And Tolles pulls down the rebound, but he went over the back to do it. Tolles got the ball, but he had to go over the back to do it. Boxing it out was Kalen Anderson, and Anderson will make his first trip to the free throw line. It will be a 1-1. He's got 7 points in the game. And Anderson on the season, a 58% free throw shooter. So 34.8 to go. 4-point lead for Loomis, 54-50. At the free throw line is Anderson, and he hits the free throw. 55-50. And timeout, Steve Johnson and the Loomis Wolves. Wolves call timeout. They're up by 5 with 35 to go. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
And welcome back. 55-50 Loomis with about 30 seconds to go in the game. 35 if you want to be really precise. Free throw is good. So that makes it a comfortable 6-point lead here. And the ball knocked away off the hands of Austin Pate and out of bounds. So with a 6-point lead, Loomis now has possession of the basketball. And for Pleasanton, they're going to have to go for the steal. And if they don't get it, they're going to have to send Loomis to the line. To inbound the basketball, Matt Houston. Houston off of a set sideline inbounds play. Will get the ball in the hands of Anderson. Back to Houston. And Houston's just going to wait for the foul, and he gets it. Caden Zwiener reaches up, commits the foul. Ninth foul against Pleasanton. So this will be a 1-1 for Matt Houston. And Houston has hit his last 4 free throws. He is 5 of 7. And for Zwiener, that is his third. So Matt Houston free throw short, and the rebound by Colsheen. Colsheen snags the bound, gets the ball up ahead to Janicek. 18 seconds left. Janicek kicks it right side for Zwiener. Back left side, catching and shooting is Pates. His 3, no good. Dribbling out with it is Janicek. Janicek lobs it on the inside. The steal by Anderson with 7 seconds left. Kalen Anderson comes up with a basketball. Now will walk to the other end of the court and is going to shoot 2 free throws as he was fouled with 7.5 to go. And again, one of these 2 free throws would make this a mathematical impossibility. There isn't a thing that they could do to score 3 times in 7.2 seconds. The free throw was good. It'll be Loomis and Overton in the Port Kearney Conference Finals, Monday night, 8 o'clock, right here on the radio, but we don't know where we're broadcasting from. The free throw rolls around, no good. Rebound taken out by Zwiener. Zwiener gets it up for Janicek. Janicek with the dribble, kicks right side. Here's Nichols for 3. It's a little bit too strong, and that's your final. Loomis, 57. Pleasanton, 50. A little short staff tonight because Pritchard, a little under the weather. Certainly the Bulldogs could have used him. But Loomis, very athletic, very hard-fought win here tonight against Pleasanton, and they win it 57-50 to advance to the Fort Kearney Conference championship game against the Overton Eagles. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game report. We'll do that right after this timeout.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton. Lammers Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammers Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammers Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports post-game report. Misco Sports has served Kearney and Central Nebraska area for years now, and even though the retail store in Kearney is closed, Misco's can still help out your team, your high school, or your organization of the area with the same great service that you have known for years. And you can still hook up with Misco Sports by giving them a call at area code 308-728-5261. And cash in on that great service that Misco's is known for. Again, the number 308-728-5261. 6-1 for Misco Sports. Well, Loomis comes away with a very hard-fought win. They pick up win number 12 on the season. They're now 12-4. Pleasanton falls to 11-5 on the year. Next up for Loomis will be 14-2 Overton, as they will do battle for the Fort Kearney Conference Finals for the championship on Monday night at 8 o'clock. It'll be followed by Overton going for the girls' championship. They'll be playing Amherst in the girls' championship game, which is scheduled for 6:15 on Monday night. We know when, we know who, we don't know where. That will be decided over the weekend, depending on the snowstorm, other situations. There is a possibility it could be played here at the Viero Events Center. There's a possibility it could be Kearney High, Kearney Catholic. Holdridge has hosted it in the past. Minden has hosted it in the past. There's a couple of schools in the conference that probably have a gym large enough to host the championship game. So it could be in any myriad of places on Monday night. The conference will make that decision based on weather and gym availability. So that has not been decided. The when, the who, but not the where has all been decided, as the tournament will wrap up with just the consolation game. Excuse me, just the championship games for you on Monday night. Consolation games have been washed away because of the impending snowstorm. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Loomis. Leading the way for them is Clay McNall. McNall with 18 points here in the ball game. Kalen Anderson, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He finished with 10 points on the night. Elsewhere off the bench, Kyle Rademacher had 5 points. 4 points for Shane Sundquist. 6 points for Josh Earsom. 4 for Matt Gray. 3 points for Kelly Thurrell. And Matt Houston, he finished with 7 points here in the ball game. Only one Bulldog in double figures tonight. That was Austin Pates. Pates finished with 18 points on the night, 7 points off the bench for Jason Nichols, 8 for Colin Janicek, who got himself in a little bit of foul trouble, 4 points for Caden Zwiener, 9 for Derek Tolles, and 4 for John Colsheen. Pleasanton took the lead in that fourth quarter, but wasn't quite able to get her done in that final 8 minutes of basketball. Loomis built the lead, was able to push it out, and they win this one by a final score of 57-50. We'll recap what's happened here so far tonight, wrap up the evening, and hopefully be able to talk with Steve Johnson, the head boys basketball coach at Loomis. We'll do that as we continue with the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Here to the Viero Events Center, our final boys semifinals of the night has Loomis advancing to the championship game against Overton by a final of 57-50 over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And kind enough to talk to us about the game, Steve Johnson, the head boys basketball coach at Loomis. Congratulations, Coach. That was a fun game. It really was.
It was a lot of fun. Maybe a little more fun for you over on this side than it was for me over there. But, yeah, it was a fun game to be involved with.
And again, a very high tempo. These two teams get together. You guys like to run. They like to run. Was the pace something that you really anticipated, really wanted, or is it just what happened?
You know, I think in past years, you know, we'd really like the pace to be this way. I think, you know, Pleasanton would be a little smaller, a little quicker. They like to play a little faster, which, you know, we'll play that way. I guess this year we're a little more versatile than we have been. We can slow it down a little better than usual, or we can play an up-tempo game, and I think we do a good job of adjusting.
And I would agree with that. You guys are athletic enough that there's a lot of different ways that you guys can kind of play. You play a guard-oriented team like Pleasanton, you can kind of play their game and play up-tempo and match up very, very well.
Yeah, you know, I have some bigger kids, but, you know, they're pretty athletic, and they get out on the floor and run and defend. It makes it a lot easier for me.
And again, it's just really that fast tempo. It kind of slowed down a little bit in the second half, it seemed like, as you got a little bit more offensive looks. But you guys really looked to run, and you mentioned you a little bit bigger. I think you used your height to really outlet and get running pretty quickly because you were able to throw over the top of their defense to get started.
You know, I think that's exactly right. We got the ball out and got it down the court. And, you know, I don't know if Pleasanton is ready for us to come out and run quite like that. But we did get some outs, and, you know, we got it down the court, put a lot of pressure on them, and, you know, gave us some good transition baskets.
There were some times that you really felt like you guys were really in control. You built a 10-point lead in that second half, and then you look up there again, and Pleasanton actually has the lead on you. But tip your hat, your team came back after. You know, sometimes when that happens, you kind of fold your tent a little bit, but your kids answered right back.
You know, I think that was our seniors on our team. You know, they just have a good will to win, and they're determined. And, you know, maybe I got a little upset on some of the calls, but, you know, they stayed calm, stayed solid for me, and did a great job.
And again, if nothing else, I think they picked up a little bit of energy with that because it seemed like they really dug down a little bit.
Yep. You know, they got their backs against the wall, and, you know, they didn't fold. You know, when they're sophomores in this situation a couple years ago, you know, it probably would have been a different story. But, you know, like I say, they're really determined this year to achieve a lot of things.
Good news and bad news. Good news, you scored 19 points. Bad news is you missed 20 free throws.
You know, I told you if we shot 50%, I'd be happy. And
we're not.
We're almost there.
So
you know,
close.
I just hope Jay's not listening for Monday, so he's taking notes on this.
He was here earlier. I talked to him at halftime, so I know that he's done a little bit of scouting. Let's talk a little bit about Monday. Again, Overton, they'll run with you if that's what you want to do. They'll play half court with you. It's going to be a very interesting matchup.
You know, I guess if you look at it, we almost kind of mirror each other, I think, you know, in a lot of ways. They may be a little more physical than us, but, you know, we're both versatile. We can go inside, outside, up and down the court or slow it down. You know, it's going to be another battle, I think.
Do you you try to, I don't want to say target, but you really kind of concentrate on Olmstead a little bit? Do you kind of feel like if you shut him down, make everybody else beat you, that's the game plan?
You know, that's the goal, is you try to contain him, because I think everything starts with him. He does so much, you know, and I think you got to try to slow him down, which is a lot easier said than done. But, you know, they start with him, and everything kind of runs through him. So if you can contain him, maybe get him a little frustrated, and, you know, Hope things go your way after that.
Well, you're not as thick as him, but you've got some pretty good players, fairly tall, you know, Gray and Houston and those guys. You do match up fairly well with them.
Yeah, you know, I think we do. You know, we bring Matt Gray off the bench, you know, which helps us a lot. You know, Kyle Rademacher does some good things off the bench that we can maybe throw at him a little bit. He's kind of a little different player than what he's normally seeing, a little more unorthodox. But yeah, I think we can throw a lot of people at him, and hopefully that'll help us.
Well, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I have no idea where we're going Monday, but I am looking forward to Monday night. Steve Johnson, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, the final 57-50 as Loomis picks up the win. And again, unofficially, 19 of 39 from the free throw line. Again, led tonight by Clay McDonald with 18. Got 10 from Kalen Anderson as Loomis wins it 57-50. They'll take on Overton. Overton earlier today, 56-47 winners over Elm Creek. And on the girls' side, Overton will also go for the conference championship. They won 60-49 over Elm Creek. The Amherst girls with a 60-39 win over USIS Farnham earlier. So those are the four games we had for you throughout the course of the day here on ESPN. And we'll have the conference finals for you Monday night, girls at 6:15, boys at 8 o'clock. And again, we don't know where that's going to play yet. It depends on the weather and a few other factors for you as well. Again, over on the Luplat Conference Finals, Kearney Catholic over Gibbon earlier today, 52-44 on the boys' side. On the other half of the boys' bracket, Ravenna, no problem with Dunuff and Trumbull, 74-25, and have not heard any final scores on the girls' bracket as those were played in separate locations over in Wood River. So we can't update you on those. But we will be back on Monday night for more high school basketball here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you from somewhere Monday night. Until then, good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.